Aye.
Just come on the street.
That's right.
I'll second it.
So.
Through Musket.
Yeah, he's got.
Hang on, I'm gonna explain it to you. Mike Herman made the motion, seconded by Skylar Bowman, to purchase the Ferris ISX 2200 60-inch lawnmower from Muscatine Lawn and Power. Is that what everybody's to understand?
Yeah, what was the total?
For $6,962.86.
Okay.
Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
$6,900. You think I said 69,000?
Yes, but you can take that one. I guess we can take the next one.
Before ink comes off.
He's out of money.
You're out of money.
Yeah, true.
The next item is item number 14, heavy-duty four-post lift purchase.
You already spent your money.
Yeah, he just said that.
Well, why do we have to put them back to back?
Because we can easily say nay.
Okay, so.
Well, let me start with this. So when Jim brought this to my attention, I said, okay, this lift is suitable to put, you could squeeze it together to put the lawnmowers up on. You could do that. And then Jim's idea was we can start servicing squad cars where we're going to save a ton of money taking them to a shop to do the oil changes and things of that nature. What Jim doesn't know is they'll be able to service fire trucks as well. So that'd be great.
Oh, wow.
You know. Change oil on fire trucks?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That thing could handle it?
It's gonna.
15,000 pounds.
That parking lot's big enough out front.
We would not put, if you're asking about the big fire trucks, no, we would not put those on the lift.
But we can do the smaller vehicles.
The smaller vehicles, yes.
Sorry.
Calm down.
We service our own trucks, and just like the Ram and the Ford, they're very hard to get to the oil filters to get them off. I said, well, Bob, I have some nice Rams at my house. I'll bring them. And Bob's like, no, he's scared to put a vehicle on a ramp. I don't know. I think something, maybe you guys had somebody roll off the ramp.
We've had that a few times,
like,
yes.
No, he doesn't like it. And so he made a suggestion. I said, well, if we do this, we're definitely going to have to service all the other vehicles.
Well, I just look at the cost that we spend to have the squad car serviced, and you know,
it'll pay
for itself on that. And then we have three smaller trucks at the fire station.
I got like four.
I know.
City of Bluegrass oil change.
I'm just using that as something to pay for
it in that shop. Well, is it big enough to?
Oh yeah. Well, so it'll go in the stall, the very first stall of the new shop, and probably the other service truck, the front wheels will probably have to go up on it, just maybe a couple feet to Wimber Park, just overnight. You know, so the ramp would be down but we also had all three service trucks packed in the old side. We'll make it work. And then the power box will be right next to it. So
now you guys have a two post right now, right?
No.
We didn't have nothing.
Now what are we gonna have to do as far as your, because we will have to have it serviced, right? And inspected every year?
It's actually, I believe it's every 2 years on the inspection. And there's a local company that does that.
I just looked at this. I didn't know if it helps Ann's financing. It says $198 a month, 0% financing.
That is true.
It does say it right here.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the credit rating is good enough.
So those are for city vehicles and...
Correct. I can tell you, for a 15,000 pound lift with a jack on it already, that's cheap money. If I had a barn, If I had some place to put it, I would have bought one myself.
It's in
But if you pay cash, it's that price?
We just go pick it up with our trailer.
It's delivery, I think.
It's a different one.
Yeah.
Delivery.
What's that?
I already have it in my barn.
Is that a fairly local place?
They'll ship it in and then just pick it up.
Ship it in.
Where's your truck and my truck?
Took it up at the warehouse, right there.
Where's that?
Where's the warehouse at, Jim?
I think it's in Joliet.
So we wouldn't need delivery.
By Chicago. Not a big deal.
My driver, you guys would pick it up.
Yeah, we'll take it for delivery. Put it on our flatbed.
Put it on the flatbed and bring it home.
So is this something that slides into place and then bolts into the ground or?
No, we'll have to assemble it. I mean, there's not a lot of assembly, but there's assembly.
Anchored to the ground.
Are these like hydraulic lifts then?
Yeah.
Electric over hydraulic, yes.
What kind of warranties on these?
Till they don't see your taillights anymore.
Are these four things then connected at all? Or are they all independent?
It's like driving up on a ramp.
Okay.
Only the whole vehicle's gonna sit on the ramp and you're gonna lift the whole vehicle at one time.
It's like a regular drive.
Correct. And then if you obviously because some of your vehicles have what they call front greasers, and you're supposed to take the weight off the wheels, then they can put the jack underneath the front of it and raise it up. Or if they get it up on there and they see it need brakes, they can put it on the back and raise it up because it'll have a jack that slides from one end to the other, right in the middle.
Now, do they have like any kind of add-on that you'd be able to get like the lawnmowers on there?
It slides together.
Oh, you can pinch it.
So the side, one side is permanent, the other side's a slider. So the other side will slide together so you can make it whatever width you want. So once they get it put into place, then they'll probably take one particular vehicle and line it up and see where it's centered at.
Right.
And then they can mark it. And then if they say, okay, well, we want to start servicing the lawnmowers or whatever the case is, then they can slide it over that way, same way. That's how a drive-on lift works.
And they got a mechanic control how to use it. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
But that is going to be
but
part
that'll cost
of it. I mean, but you guys are going to be servicing the vehicles, right?
We're gonna,
oil changes.
I'm going to, we'll get the stuff, I mean, we'll get oil for the vehicles we have. We'll have it on hand and oil filters. So,
I mean, because that's how you can, I mean, you can justify it then, well, you know, I mean, that's
what's
going to pay for itself over time. It'll,
but to take one of the squad cars in for service, it's over $100.
Yeah, that's why it won't take that long.
I say it's probably
pay for itself.
We have 10 vehicles easily in a year.
But as long as those guys know, I mean, that's going to be part of it.
Well, it'll actually be easier for Mike, because, I mean, I pick him up from Bluegrass Automotive, bring him back. The car sits up there for half a day.
Right.
I mean, he can roll in and we'll have it done in 30 minutes, so we'll do it right then, you know.
Have to make an appointment.
Yeah, well, of course, we'll have appointments.
And make
preferably
sure
on a rain day when we're not going, but.
On the weekends.
No,
I know the cost is out there, but I think cost effectively wise, it'll pay for itself. And, you know, it may take a little bit, but it definitely is going to pay for itself.
And?
That's the question.
That's the question.
So I know Bob.
Question?
Money.
And can we
I know.
Do you have money for this van?
I think we'll be okay. I think I put it.
I don't
on
like
that.
Think.
I
and when you're talking about
you don't like
money.
Think about
no.
5 million.
Yeah,
no,
my wife
million.
Told me about that. I think we'll be okay.
Either we're good or we're not.
Last I heard, we were okay. Now, now it's I think
I
we're
think.
Gonna be okay.
Yeah, we just bought new lawnmower.
I don't think he would care if you purchased it after July 1, would you?
This?
Yeah.
No. I mean, no.
I think $5,700, we should be all right.
Council, is there a motion to approve buying the lift?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
I suppose.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item, nuisance abatement, item number 15. nuisance abatements. I know the chief of police and Jim as well are looking into those. Now, obviously, the weather is not cooperating too good with the rain, snow, cold, wind, but...
Well, I brought up a thing to you, so Jim knows where it's coming from. I don't know what we can do or whatever, but I'm walking the dog, that area down there, Burnside and Fence Line.
Yeah.
Those ditches are just full of cans and plastic, and it just... And I don't know if... I'm assuming it's the garbage cans when they're dumping them.
Probably the...
And the wind's taking stuff,
yes.
Or they're over, and I've noticed several of those people overfilling, like they might not take them out every week like they should, or every other week. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So there is a code that says the property owner will maintain the ditches.
I filled up four garbage bins.
That's a city ditch.
Those aren't?
No, as long as they're grown all.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so that's... Because otherwise...
I just got to take initiative. I got South Mississippi cleaned up.
Okay.
So you don't have to look at that.
They did. I also seen the video of them doing that.
I even found a deer antler in there.
Oh.
I found a shed in there when I was...
Really?
In the old bush.
Yeah. That's his problem.
Okay.
So I think we
need to send a notice out. Because like I said, those ditch lines are just full. And I'm not talking 10 or 20. There's a whole lot more.
That's all good when all debt cut and clean it up, right?
Or have some
more fire
correct.
It out.
You know, just like corn fill, I mean, when they talk in the Wendy's, all that, people don't put them in trash bags, they put loose stuff in the garbage, it blows and it's in the corn fill.
Well, I don't
know.
Those garbage trucks are just as guilty. I mean, they're driving down the road and stuff's flying out all
over there. It is.
I just like him to keep the hydraulic oil in the garbage truck instead of in front of my house. Okay, next item is public bid opening. Item number 16, sealed bid opening, reference 2020 Ford Explorer. I have one bid.
What was our bid on that?
18.
Okay.
And I took it off Ann's plate because she was getting abolished on Facebook, the different ad sites. So I had her taken down and I put it up. I had obviously Mark Butts on there. Giving their 2 cents, but that probably hurt a little bit of getting any interest, but we got one there.
I had three phone calls on it, and they all wanted to know if $5,000 would buy it. I said, did you read it on Facebook or wherever you got your information? Yeah, it says minimum bid $18,000.
Duh.
Okay. So... Right now we have a bid from Chicago Motors Incorporated. We are prepared to offer $18,000 for the vehicle purchased as is. If the offer is acceptable, we can overnight a check and arrange for immediate pickup of the vehicle at your convenience. $18,000 was the minimum bid, which they've met.
Let's see, I would make a motion to accept that.
I second that.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Have Chief Meyer call them tomorrow and get it out of here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everything's out of it.
Everything's gone out of it.
All right.
And your lift.
Well, we'll pay for the lift. There
you go.
Next item is an economic strategy goal setting.
On that one, I would just kind of, I did notice that one of those commercial lots sold over there by the dollar store. And I was kind of asking Jim, I didn't hear anything about it.
Right now they're keeping it under wraps until they're ready to announce
it. Sell or
it did sell,
okay.
From what I'm to understand, yes. Comments for future agenda items?
I think right now the biggest thing we've got to deal with is streets. Once we can figure that out, that's going to be a huge obstacle for the city.
I want to maybe talk about something that we could do, and it'll give you guys a chance to look at it. So over at Public Works, sometimes when they take down trees, they stage some branches and stuff behind like the salt building there. I personally think it would be very helpful for the city and the people of the city. Even if we just did like two times a year, like a spring and a fall cleanup to where we make that available for a drop-off for the city residents.
Are you talking brush or are you talking
brush,
general?